Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Beis. We are still in Siman Nun Gimel discussing the halachas of the Chazan, and we're in the middle of Seif Yotes. We're up to the Ramah. Yesterday, the Mechaber began talking about an individual who protests and doesn't want a certain person to be his representative as a Shliach Tzibur, under what circumstances it's permissible for him to do so. The Ramah adds today, Hagah, this din that we just mentioned, is Davko Shieli Osa Yochid Tam Hogun Apitov Yair. The only time that the individual can protest against this person being selected, before he's been selected to be the Chazan, the only time his protest is effective is if he has a good reason, Tam Hogun, that is being brought forward. Avu Balav Hochi, if he just doesn't want the guy, in a yochid yochalim chos b'shliach tzibur, an individual can protest the appointment of a shliach tzibur. The Ramah continues and he says, v'musono, and if he doesn't like him, yochalim chos bo kodim shiiskim olav, then he has a right to protest against him prior to his appointment. And if somebody is not a friend of the person who's the Baal Kriya, who's the Chazan for the laning, he shouldn't be called up to the Tochacha to get that Aliyah. We'll discuss all of these dinim now. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nunhei writes, Tovei Yair, that when we say that he has to give a Tam Hogun to the leaders of the city, to the appointees, the board of trustees, Rotsa Lomar, this means, Sheetzia Lifneim Eze Inyun, Shebishvil Zeh, Eino Misratzebo. He explains to them why such and such would not be a good choice to be the Chazan because of these deficiencies that he has. Kigon Shemidosov Einam Yesharim, he doesn't have proper character traits, in his opinion, Beinov Ukai Gavna, or something similar to that. Not below Tainas Psul, but not that he's incapable of being the Chazan because of an intrinsic deficit, a Psul that he has. To Bazet, if that would be the case, the Kuliyama in Yochid Yochlim Chos, Kozman Shaloberi, Kiesh Lochosh Lif Gomo. Unless he can prove that psul, he's not listened to. There, you need to have definitive proof and not just saying that his character is not so good. So no, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you are in hatred of the person, the two don't get along, and it's unfortunately well known that they don't get along. Therefore, he has the right to go and protest, how dare you appoint such and such a person who's my sworn enemy to be the Shliach Tzibur for me, for everybody in the community, including himself. They don't ask the shluchel utzvila ba'karchel, because you can't appoint somebody to be the shaliach for that person against his request, and he doesn't like this person. They unfortunately hate each other. However, avulam omesh usono lav kol kmini. But once they begin to have a discussion about appointing so-and-so, and nobody knows that they don't get along, and he says, oh, I don't like that guy, I hate him, so then that's not considered sufficient. It really has to be something that's well-known, that this person can't be appropriate representative for him to be the Shliach Tzibur. As I've already pointed out yesterday, Shia, the Mishnah Berurah basically says that these dinim don't apply nowadays, because if we left it up to individuals to go and decide, so-and-so can't be the Shliach Tzibur, we would never appoint anybody. It would be impossible to ever have a unanimous decision. Sivkot Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol Nase Sone L'Shliach Tzibur La'achar Shehiskim Olav. The person was appointed, and now, unfortunately, there's a fight, or something happens between the two people, and now this person says, I don't want it to be the Shliach Tzibur anymore. Tu'en HaYochid Yochalim Chos. In those days when the Yochid could protest, once he already has been appointed, the Yochid no longer has the ability to protest against that Shliach Tzibur. However, however, the Shliach Tzibur can be asked to make a statement and has to really mean that he will have in mind to be motzei all the people in the Tzibur, including the person that he doesn't like, the person that he has hatred with. And that is part of the job, so to say, of being the Shliach Tzibur, to be motzei everybody else. And gami mechavin shelo lehotzi asone, and if he has in mind, oh, I'll be motzi everybody else but that guy, so then gam ha'ovim lo yotzu, then nobody will actually be yotzei with that Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, Akein Tzrichim HaChazonim Lizor Bezeh, brings down the Prima Godim who says this. Mishnah Berurah states, the Chazan has to be very careful not to let these emotions and these thoughts interfere with his bimotzi, the entire Tzibur. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Darki Moshe, who brings down in the name of the Ar Zeruah, Ein Shliach Tzibur Tzorich LaHachlif LaTzibur B'mila D'Shmaya. One should think that maybe the Shliach Tzibur should go out of his way not to get into fights with anybody, and should never give reproof to anybody, should never chastise anybody, and that's not the case. The Shliach Tzibur shouldn't just try to appease people and flatter people and say everybody's doing great, when in fact he's in a position of authority to tell them, no, you're not doing so well. However, Ach Ben Yoni Atzmo Yiro Lahavir Al Midosov. However, he himself should also make sure that he's of stellar character himself, and he should constantly be looking at himself, how he can improve his own interpersonal relationships with the people in the town and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ya'ov Lakol Uchel Lekame. And he should certainly be somebody who's beloved by the Kahal that can be their appropriate representative in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sif Katan Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Salomar, he's explaining over here, Kivin Shusoni Lo Shlich Tzibo, Mistama Shlich Tzibo Gam Kein Eino Ohavo. Unfortunately, it works both ways. If he doesn't like the Shlich Tzibo, chances are the Shlich Tzibo doesn't like him. And he brings down the famous Pasuk, Ki Kamayim Haponim Laponim Vegomer, that a person sees his reflection in the water, reflects back exactly the way he is. So if you reflect on somebody that you don't like them, they're going to reflect back that they don't like you. And therefore, Vulay Yechavin Lo Shlich Tzibo HaKori HaTochecha Neged Ponav. And that's why the Ramah said, don't take the tochicha over here if the person who's laying it is somebody who you don't like, because chances are he also doesn't like you. And therefore, when he's reading the tochicha and you're getting the aliyah, chashash sakona hilo, it can chas v'shalom be a dangerous thing, because the person will have in mind when he's reading it that those tochicha klolos should go against the person getting the aliyah and not just be the saying over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah. Therefore, alkein pasach. Therefore, the Ramah paskin, therefore, he paskins that you shouldn't go up there for the aliyah, even over here, if they call you up for the aliyah, don't go up there. However, the Knesset Sagdola Kosav the Osatosh Yala, Mishi Yikonis Onish Bashur Shum of Azik Kvot Torah. However, the Sefer Knesset Sagdola says that in this situation, when they called you up, it would be a big bizui for the Torah if you didn't go up. So therefore, go up and take that route rather than not getting the aliyah, and in fact, the Chayin Hiskim Hagro, the Vilna Gaon, agreed to this as well. And in Cain, also, Kosa B'Sefer Shari Ephraim, that one should do this, and this is his language, Zel Shono, Tsoroshia Ov Latibo Vu Ovom. Person should ideally try to be beloved by the community, and he should love them, they should love him. If it turns out that the Valkyrie over here does have hatred towards one of the members of the congregation, so the Gabbai should be very careful not to go and call that person up to get the aliyah for the tochicha. And if the person is afraid that somehow he's going to get called up for the aliyah, and he knows that the Balkriya doesn't like him, and he's afraid this is a sakana, that he'll be somehow the subject of those tochicha curses that are being said will be directed towards him by the Balkriya, he's actually allowed to leave before the aliyah, Yetze ben Gavri Legavri, after the previous aliyah, before they call up the next person to get the aliyah of the tochicha, he should leave the base of Knesses, Achikru Acher Vikonis Acher Kach, until they call up somebody else, and then he quickly comes in and doesn't miss out on the lady. But if he didn't leave and they did call him up to get the aliyah, he should go up and get the aliyah. That's the preferred way. Kivin shu miskavi mishum kvod haTorah, since he's doing this to honor the Torah, shomer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. HaKadosh Baruch will make it that since he's doing a mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to him. And certainly the Baal Kriya should not think bad towards anybody when he's reading anything in the Torah that has a negative connotation. He shouldn't chas v'shalom direct it towards any person in the shul, or the person getting the aliyah. And kosav b'pisrei sha'arim, da'afl ha'mogin avram, yala b'di'evet im karo. Even the Mogin Avram agrees that if you do get called up after the fact, you tried not to get called up, but if you did get called up, you should go up and take the aliyah. The issue footnote number 64 brings down the reasoning why, if you have in mind not to be Yotze even one person, you're not Yotze anybody else. He says, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, from Rav Ozner Zatzal, Kivin Shashaliach Tzibur Hu Shlucham, he's the messenger for the entire Tzibur, and the entire Kahal has accepted upon him to be Motzi them, Im Mechavin Shalol Hotzi Chelek Menem, if he has in mind not to be Motzi part of them, even one of them, therefore he's no longer accepted to be the Shliach Tzibur for all of them, and therefore he can't be Motzi them. And he adds further, "Hu din miyuchad binyani tefila is a special din by tefila. She says, 'Pkam God do b'shliach tziba meinu mechavin lootzi mach masina.' If the shliach tziba unfortunately has in his heart hatred towards somebody and he intends not to be motzi that person, ain tefila so tefila. His tefila doesn't become an accepted tefila by a Kodesh Baruch Hu." Then he further adds, "But zanenu sheina shliach tziba motzi sarab midechov." Nowadays, when nobody's really being yotzi by the shliach tziba, everybody says their own shmona esrei. So he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, shlosh shayach din zeh. This din no longer applies. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Sifkat Nud Gimel, linyan yochid shirotzi limno mishliach tziba lespalo. That whole discussion that we had, that an individual can't stop somebody from being the shliach tziba nowadays. Now we go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in Sif Chof, "Im echod rotzi lomar tefila b'shvil aviv." The Echad wrote Salomah Bishvil Acher. You have, unfortunately, a person who is in the Yud Beis Chodesh or his parent. He wants to daven for the Amud. So he wants to offer the Tefillah. He wants to be the Shliach Tzibur, saying the Tefillah in memory of his father who passed away within the previous 11, 12 months. And another person wants to daven for another person, for somebody else, but he's not a Chiyuv, as we would say. Surprisingly, the Mechabit says, we don't automatically give it to the Avel. The Tzibur gets to pick who they want to be the Chazan for them, because the Avel, as the Mishnah Berurah will say, has the right to say the Kaddish, but he doesn't have the right to represent the Tzibur if the Tzibur doesn't want him to. And this is what Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nutes says. We're talking here about somebody whose father is Nebuch passed away. Same thing would be for the mother. He wants to daven for the Amud. This is the custom amongst the Avelim. Why? Because davening for the Amud is much more important than saying Kaddish. I mentioned many times in the past in Shul that the Kaddish was set up for people that were orphans, that were young children, that weren't able to daven for the tzibur because they weren't gedolim. And Kaddish, therefore, was a consolation prize, sort of, for people that couldn't daven for the Amud. Davening for the Amud is more important than the saying of Kaddish. Nevertheless, it sifkat and samach, it has to be sheyir tzakol, the tzibur has to want him. Hatam, the dafu Kaddish ochel ma'bishul oviv, ein rishus biyata kol l'dchoso. Saying Kaddish, the tzibur has no way or right to interrupt an oviv from saying it. However, a person doesn't have the right to force himself on the tzibur to be their chazen, to be their shaliach tzibur, even though he's a, quote, chiyuv. And in this regard, he is their shaliach tzibur. Shein yachid molcha, an individual can't protest, kadesh loya b'machlokes. As the Mishnah Berurah has already pointed out, we don't let an individual protest this. Elohim acharov, o hanivrom lozet, the gabbai, or whoever's chosen, the board, whoever it is that's responsible for picking the chazan, it's their job to pick the chazan. O kamosha kozan elbishem achron, as we've already pointed out previously. Mr. Brewer goes so far as to say, there are some shuls that have gone so far as to never let an Ovil daven for the Amud in order not to have fights. In order to have the one set person who they know is qualified to daven and not get into a discussion every time Nebuch somebody's in Ovil, is he qualified, is he not qualified to daven for the Amud? So they don't ever allow the Avelim to daven for the Amud. They pick a set Shliach Tzibur that davens all the time. And ein lidchos ha-takona, one should not change this if that's the takona of the tzibur. And the nasas menei amei haratzu shenem yodim mivinim habrochos v'tvilos. This was set up to prevent inappropriate, unqualified chazonim who happen to be aveilim davening for the amud, who don't understand the tefillah, don't understand the words, don't know nusach, and they make many mistakes. Yomim tos v'gazilusa, and it's actually a terrible embarrassment to the nifter or nifteris that such a person is davening for them. Therefore, lekach tiknu afilu al hayodim. So even though somebody, in this case, knows how to daven, it would be an appropriate chazan, we don't allow anybody, and we make a low plug, no differentiate, shelo yispalu mishum delo leisili insuye, because it will cause fights. Imagine what would happen in the shul if the gabbai said, you're qualified to daven for the Yomud, you're not qualified to daven for the Yomud. It would cause tremendous lack of shalom in the shul, and would lead to horrible fights, which are far worse than anything else. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, therefore, in a place that doesn't have such a takana, if you don't have this takana, so then, in order not to cause fights, you let the Ovel go up and daven. It normally is somewhat of a nachas ruach for the mace to know that his relative is davening on his behalf, and it does help to prevent the punishment of a gehenim for the person that passed away. However, but if the person is truly not qualified to daven for the Amud, he should know for himself, it's better not to daven for the Amud. That's not a nachas ruach he's bringing to the nifter. And the Magen Avraham writes, if you have an ovel and a moel over there, the nidche ovel min ha'tfilas, the moel has the higher precedence to be the chazan than the ovel. And if it's a yard site, yom shemes ba'ovel uvimo shekarm yard site, doche le'moel ovel. He has a higher priority than the ovel and the moel as well. That's only, again, if the call doesn't have a set policy for this. But the call has a policy, the call can set up any policy that it wants to daven for the omer to be the representative. There's much, much more to be said about this. We'll try to go through quickly some of the notes in the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 68. There are two people of equal level or chiyuv to daven for the Amud, and both of them are acceptable to the call. So then the Bir Halacha later on in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, where many of these discussions are taking place over there, we'll have to wait to have the full discussion until we get there. He says, you draw a lottery. They choose between them. They flip a coin. Who should be the chazan? One davens the entire davening until Ashrei of Avalut Zion, and then the other takes over at Ashrei, as is the custom in many shuls, that they split up the davening between Avelim. In Tishu footnote number 69, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Sigris Moshe, where Moshe finds in Zetzal, Shigama Rosa Lespal Avur Niftor, Tzorich Esaskoma Kol Lekach. Halacha Lemaisa, you can't just go up there and say, I'm an Avel, and if I automatically have the right to daven, but he has to be accepted by the Gabbai, by the Shul, to be the Chazen. Vachain Shichol Matzibu Liratzos, Shiliratzos, Shispal Avur Niftor, Gam Mish Eno Bino. If the Tzibur has, let's say, a person who was in their shul, there was Niftor, a chosh of a person, and they want to have the rabbi daven on his behalf, so he takes precedence over the son of that person. Even a non-chiyuv would technically have the right to daven for the yomid, if that's what the Tzibur wants, over even a relative who is a chiyuv. And the person who they choose to daven doesn't even have to be a relative at all. And this is true, even if the son is over there and wishes to daven. However, Moshe concludes, Lamaisa, we don't follow this, and we allow the Ovel to daven over here in order not to have fights. In Dishu footnote number 70, he brings down, if the son who wants to daven for the Zchus of the father or mother really can't daven, so he brings down from the Sefer Menucha Kedusha that's brought, written by the Yisrael Issa Panovish, Zatzal, he writes, Shalo Dai She'eno Meitiv Lovit. Not only is he not doing a good thing for his father who he's trying to down for, Elagorim Lahachbid Ba'onsho. This actually is worse for the father. In Shemayim, they're going to say, this is the type of son that you brought into this world. Look at the davening that he does. It's so inappropriate. And that's actually a negative, a demerit for the father or mother that you're davening for, and not as chus. Very strong language. Dishu footnote number 71, he writes down, a yard site is Docha the Ovel, as we had explained. So the Bir Halacha over there in Kuflamid Beis writes, that's Dafka Lo Ovel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Avol Ki Yesh Ovel Shu Toch Shloshim. A yard site knocks off anybody else who's in the Yud Beis Chodesh, but he doesn't knock off a Shloshim, even though many shuls don't follow this. That's because, again, we said that the shul's allowed to set its own customs, who should be their chazen. Technically, the Shloshim and the yard site should split the Kaddishes between them. It's only if you have a couple of yard sites that then the Ovel and the Toch Shloshim is pushed aside. The Gesher Chaim further writes that when they divide up the Tefillah, you actually give the Shloshim the first part, the Shemone Esrei, until the Asherim of Avalut Zion, and then let the Yartzai take over there afterwards. And this is, in fact, what Ramosha finds in the Gerus Moshe writes as well. However, in many shuls, this is not the custom, and the Yartzai normally trumps all the other Chiyuvim. And the Gerus Moshe further adds that by Mincha and Mariv, the Ovel and the Toch Shloshim takes precedence over the Yartzai as well. And the issue footnote number 71 concludes, some places have the custom that whoever is assigned to say the slichos in the morning, he davens the rest of the day as well. So technically he pushes aside an ovel, a moel, or a yard site. Again, many shuls don't practice this halacha l'maisa because the idea that the tzibur can choose who they want to represent them. And for many people, it's a very emotional time when they have a yard site, and it will cause a lot of ketot, a lot of fighting, and therefore the minhag is to allow the yard site and many shuls to daven for the yomid no matter what. We'll just quickly do Sif Chafalef in the Mechaber. Ein l'mano shliach tzibur pisar ovid gilulim. We don't allow a Gaisha officer to go appoint who should be the shaliach in a shul. And even if this is the popular choice by the community as well, we don't allow the Goyisha Medina to go and pick who should be the Shaliach Tzibah for the people. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Beis explains, Hasar Bikesh Me'amiyat HaMimanim She'askimu Olav Ki Chalila L'Kabal Voz Barenu Ayideh HaOvdei Kochovim Ma'azolos. We shouldn't allow this to occur, even if it is the popular choice, that we should have a non-Jewish person picking who should the Chazan should be for the Tzibur. Halacha Berurah brings down, Nir Ali Shehu Adin B'chol Zil Inyan Sholiv Chiloni She'eno Shomer Torah Mitzvos V'eno Ma'amin B'Torah. If you have in the Israeli government a secular Jew who chooses who the Chazan should be, that's also inappropriate. This concludes today's shiur.